start on time.
All right. So yesterday, at the beginning of this year, we read this amazing Balamor that says that nobody's Yotze. I mentioned to you that the Rabbi Natam says something similar. I'm going to read you the words of the Rabbi Natam from Tosfos and Masechet Yuma. Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, a long Tosfos. Rabbi Natam says, it's in the middle of the Tosfos, Pilei Ploim, like the Balamor. Rabbi Natam Pirish, Tzman Kriyas Shma V'le'achar Netzachama. As the Mishnah says, what Mishnah? According to the Mishnah, in Masechet Yuma. What does it say in the Mishnah? Hilni, Hileni Imo, Osan Tavla Shel Zav, etc. They made a certain thing, and they made a Nevreshes, okay? Osan Nevreshes Shel Zav, Pesach HaHechel. What was the point of that? To tell people what to say, say Kriyashma. That implies you don't say Kriyashma until after the sun rises. That's what Rabbi Natam says. The Mishnah says beferish that till the sun rises, it's not Zman Kriyashma. That's what it says in the Mishnah, Naflam Zayin of an Aleph. That's what it says. So Rabbi Natam says, are we passing like that? Are we passing like that? But listen to how he says Pshat in the Gemara. Amazing Pshat, Rabbi Natam. That's what he says. We pass like our Mishnah. Okay? V'avasikyan imamaren shalokidin. Kodam neitzachama. They were shalokidin. Why? Shulchovas atzfila, the list of gulat tfila, shteim hashemesh, etc. That's what they did. They were shalokidin. Amazing. That's what the Balamor says. But it's a big difference. The Balamor was a dindaraisa. The Rabbi Natam is a dindarabona. Why? He says, means Krishna of a seeking means Samach and Sacham, Veloch of a seeking in the garment. Deal of a seeking, Makdim, and Vahonu, Mahachmi, and Achanetz. What's the Raya? Megillah Dav Chav. All the Dinim should not do until Nates. Vahula and Shaosim, Mishalim, and Ashachar, Kosher. Amadavash is Mana Beyom, Mitzvah, Sachar, and Nates. That's a Din der Rabbanon. But Mikra, Din Yotzi, Kriyas, and Megillah, and everything else. Tvila from Allah. So it's a Din der Rabbanon. But then it says at the end, Rabbi Nachanan Pirish, the Vesikin Gomen also Netzachama, Miyat. Umeforesh Gomen means Korin. Umeforesh Yeruchim Shemesh Hainu Kabbalah So Machu Shemaim Hainu Kriyashma. So what does that mean? The Vesikin would read it when the sun rose, like the Balamor, not before. That's very difficult, says Rabbi Tosfos, for three reasons. Kadesh Yisvagula Tfila means the Tfila is Netz. And Yeruchim Shemesh was a tefillah. And Gomer means beginning to. It works? Okay, we'll see what happens later. Thank you. And Gomer means that Maschilah Nikros Kodam Anetz U'mechavim Ligmar. So therefore they think that the Rabbi Nachananel's Pshat is difficult, but the Rabbi Nachananel's like the Balamor and Tos is a different sheet. Atkan referred to the beginning of yesterday's year. We quoted the Balamor. So I think Rabbi Nachananel's like the Balamor. I mean, the time is the same psak. You shouldn't do it before, but only on the level of the Rabbana. Today's Shia is primarily on the Ramban. We read the first half yesterday and the second half today. Please look inside your Ramban and Mechamas Hashem. All right, I'm going to read it to you from my edition, which is bigger print. If anyone has my edition, this is page Hey, towards the very beginning. A new paragraph begins. This new edition, they've actually divided things into paragraphs. In the old edition, it's one long run-on. Mamish takes the two pages, there's no break in between. It's hard to figure what to do. So I'm going to try to find out now where you are in the old edition. It starts with the words, Aval harotz of the forest, you call divrei chachamim kayamim, yismach al divrei rabbeinu hagodol zavazet, which means, of course, the riff. Melchemas Hashem, a phrase from this week's parsha, is a defense of the riff.
Five lines up.
Thank you. Five lines up, exactly. Okay. Thank you. What does he say? Kach even shol dvar. Says man kriyas malikayim mitzvachalam achatzos. Shem abba Shios echavos on shalayla b'diyevet. You can inshit the gun of b'shaita. Afla de miyutahu. Came at the afkar echmanu lashon yachid. Masha b'shach b'chad yidach. Kedashina b'perka yakorit. B'levt chabad yidach. We said this yesterday. V'keim adika inshit the gun of b'yigin nami lo kori. Adayin chmotzi kori ad zman an etzacham. V'kav v'elech lekha the gun. Ah, b'nei malochit. No. Nur b'mitos of this. They're awake in their beds. V'nei v'otzal namen ha-shol shos. It doesn't, that works for shol shach and not for shol erev. Got to the Rashba, his time is a different sheet. We'll see you soon. For Yev Shishalom, Mukay Nelech, Shabbat, Bittel, Be'onis. Fanny the Katonish, Stay Pomim Bayom. Upashtina Begamor, the Olam Yamamu, Koloma, Shahens, Manash, Shakrish, with the Arvin, Ella Be'onis. Ukitanya Daftes, that Hal Shabbat, Psochem, Machilas, Psochem, Vikrish, Mashal Arvis, Mitzvos, Nashal, Mona Shachar, the Tukma Karabi Akiva, the Yev Shah, Rabbi Shimon, the Mishra Rabbi Akiva, the Cholodam, Omer, Shiotza, the Chol, the Evid, I feel the Bittel, be amazing until Nate. See what's going on? He said it for everybody. Halacha is only for a case of onus. I feel a bit of amazing. Again, el bananas. Hayin b'shas atzchak. Gasim b'gemara. Habelo onus halacha Rabbi Gamliel. The final cutoff point is alos hashach. Interesting. The mastisin could Rabbi Yehuda bar Shmuel. The vashkan avor the poligalein. Hoki posa kamoid Rabbi Nohaiv. Rabbi Nochanano. Vochiam Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Geis, Vishiv Yechulu Rav Osa, Vizekin Yom Rishalmi, Loch Rabbi Shua Bischiro, Vichiesh Alocha Bischiro, Lekacha Alocha, Vlamo Bischiro, Kdesh Yehoda Mezariz, Atzmo, Lekrosa Beonosa. The Dugma Zeh, in Tav Chavav, Kdesh Yebitl Bemezit, Avkan Ein Shas Atchak, Raya, Shalom Atoch Atchak. In other words, really, the real Zman is really Alos HaShachar. Only B'Shas Atchak, you can go further. And he brings a bunch of rayas that the Shas Atchak is different. Fine. I'm ending the paragraph here. Skipping a few lines. Aval b'shal shachris mishnah shlema sheninu. Name is a koin. Afal pishu kor krish b'shal arvis adanets. Oh, says a stira guluya. Tata disasri. Shodichsir b'shach b'cho. V'chashinu lemiyuda degonu. Miuvade b'shal b'shachah. Yomu l'chol dinish b'torah. We know. So therefore, pays to wait. Whatever's man and kolayom, it pays to wait until after the Netzachama. In other words, if it's all day, the Mishnah Megillah says wait till sunrise. If it's not all day, it says boker, so you have to do it before sunrise. They used to bring the carbon tablet before sunrise. The kul na amar ne'ala l'chatchila u'lemitzah, and then krishma de shachris afal gav de miyim boker feina kol hayom keva nechsiv v'kumecha v'ruva de inchi lo kaimat sheyakir echad as chavero v'od nesha kavu pashas tzitzis b'krishma nechsiv v'risim also l'allah ha'samach lo, the Gemara says v'farshinan. So therefore you're saying, Shal Shachris, the best time to do it is when? Mishayakir. Why? A couple of reasons. Tzitzis, but the main reason is that from that point on, people, the majority of people are getting up. What's he saying? When something is all day, it pays to wait till next. It's a Mishnah Megillah Daf Chav. Korban Tomid, which says Boker, they can't wait that long. They do it earlier. So Krishma, they also can do it earlier. How early? Mishayakir, for the reasons you just gave, the people, most people get up, and blue and white, etc. Next paragraph. V'akore kodam l'chein lo'kiyem mitzvah v'zuhi sheshanina b'b'raisim v'mesechus yuma ha'korem ha'chei mishmol yotzei chavasa l'fi shemakdimin v'korin os kodam l'zman hazeh before Mishayakim v'lo'gi ha'zman pashat tzitzis v'lo'zman b'richas yotzer or we'll get later on shetiknul l'fonea v'efshem v'korem ha'adabad l'omol l'rabbonin l'olam lo yotza ad ha'zman hazeh. Whoa! Against the riff! Can you imagine? He's the big defender. He's adjusting against the riff till before Mishayak and Ayotzi at all. U'mishna chatuchahi. Ne'em esay koren shmishachin kemoshi chatucha bi'arvin. Elash Rabbeinu agodol zal, the riff. Masmicha al divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai sheyomer b'shas atchak ubediyeved mishalom anashacha yotza. That's what he's relying on against the Mishnah Chatucha. Hana dekatani pamishalom korek krishma shtei pamim b'laila uprishna b'gemara l'olam laila hu kolom adagabe krishma shol shachas l'chatchila. Avo ubediyeved yotza mishnah demiyuta din shikaimi b'hishaita at that time between alos and mishayakir uksim b'kumecha didach. Interesting point. We'll get to that later on. Day does play a role. Because it means if you can count it, b'diyev, as man laila, as krishma shel arbis, based on the minority who are still sleeping, Kavachom being counted for Krishma Shal Shakras, even though the majority is still sleeping, because it's daytime. See, that daytime has an effect on the actual B'shachwa of Kumecha proper. That's a Chiddush. He doesn't spell it out as a primary Shita. He mentions it. He calls it a Kavachom. What's a Kavachom? It will depend if you're awake or sleeping. No, it's more significant to have the combination of the minority that's sleeping or awake, as the case may be, with the fact that it happens to be night or day, as the case may be. It's more likely to work when it's the kumecha by day and the mishachah by night. That's what he's saying over this in this kavachol. It's very important to understand, we'll get to it later on, why it's so important. Before Mishayakir, Shem Mishayakir ben Chamor Lerod, Zman Krishna Bekiva, also. Yeah, it can't help it. It's both. If you die these zelk, she amu begemar aguf akasha. Amet sheipamim b'layla amet liyalailahu. Kloma didn't krish b'layilahu. The b'shach bo karin and bay. V'royu lazman hazeh l'krish m'shalar v'lo shal shachris. Hoda tani yipchod am yamamahu. What did Ramban gain over here? When the Gemara says, alma leilahu, Tosfos says Akasha. We know from Kol HaTavaku it's not Lelia. All the Mishnayos, all the Gemaras tell us that Losa Shachas at the beginning of the day. So the Rabban answers, no, they only meant for Krishna purposes. It's Lelia, because you can still be also Krishna Shal Shachas, Shalarvis rather. That's much nicer shot in the Gemara. We'll probably all them Lelia Kolama Lagabe Krishna. Tila Chol Dinah Shebatorah Vada Yomu. It's against Tosfos. Tosfos has a problem with this Gemara. Tosfos wanted to suggest that maybe it's considered, according to this opinion, against the Mishnah Megillah, it's considered to be Laila even for all Dini HaTorah. It's a Shver Avar. The Ramban is better. El Laila Ligabi Krishna, Vah Yotzi, Vah Unami Ligabi Shal Arvis, Vah the Korle Eliya Muhammad, Vah Lassar Lishal Yom, Vah Shal 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 Yom, Vah Yom, Vah Shal Yom, Vah Yom, Vah Shal Yom, Vah Shal Yom, Vah Shal Yom, Vanan Hashem Samchira Rabbi Gamliel b'di'eved, Rabbi Shimon b'di'as Raisa. Uku the pasuk kodai Rabbi Shimon nasim al b'shas atchak. The Gemara behead you the kaven shaychad b'di'eved Rabbi Shimon adodi. Samach aveinu agodol zal b'shal shach. I said Rabbi Shimon kamaisa that you could be yotzi from alos shach. Ah, forgot the list of bas for the Rabbi Acha Baruch Chanya Rabbi Shimon b'as Raisa. It doesn't matter. They're all right. For you, shlomasu mi shecholik ala b'shal shachris. You don't find them to argue. And the call shiur chachamim lechat chilahem ked the perishis. He writes the demise of the verb of Sechus Yuma. Lo pligi klal. To talmud anche mishu yos and bo anche maimed nabi lo ha yum akhrin al lachas shol shos. Vachim mash rishalmi. Chene biyamis. Fisho hayu tzrichin lachal kol kak they say to our tamen. Vash lo nishmas yor belezer. Fim achas man. That means belezer holds until nates. Fim achas man mamash yos and lo ha yos and klal. How can it be? What do you find this again? Psochim. Kosh l'amma shlosh advom ele bepes osech avasa. What do I mean? V'lo shiye tzorach lagzor v'lechol pesach matzah v'maror. What does it mean? He says chavasa is not going on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Going pesach matzah v'maror. Doesn't mean you have to eat it again. It's not l'chatchila. So anshe mishmer and anshe maibed, one was too early, one was too late. Only the chatchila. One was between Mishayak, Mishayalos and Mishayak, which is too early the chatchila. And one is from Nates until 3 hours, which is too late the chatchila. But the yotze b'diavad, I don't take chavasa. Don't take it so literally. I have a case in Pesachim. Don't take it literally there either. That's what the Rabban is saying. Beautiful, beautiful. The Ritzman Geis because of Ken the Krishna of a Sikin. That Korah the Achash Olam on a Shachar Yotza. Shri Anshe Mishmer Magdimim the Korah the Tanya Korah Anshe Mishmer Anshe Mamad the Yotza. Shri Anshe Mishmer Magdimim Anshe Mamad Ma'achmin Pirish. The Yotza the Mitzvah is Mana. Shri Yom Mitzvosim Netzachama Akadavir Ritz. Exactly, confirming the Ramban's wisdom. For the Kokashalach Ilo Pligi Brisa Adodi Hechem Reb Shimon Mishmer the Nafshe Achas Korah Vashialim on a Shachar. Yesh Loma the Lamed Shafilu Tachav Krishma Shal Shachar Samur a Shachar Minili. Yotza ul olam lel yehul shel arvis kedatoni belayla chenam shimish made rabbi kiva bov limin shal hanes kori shel arvis shel shachas afilach hanes achama yotz lechavasa hotz mitzvah tana kama the masnis and the hanes achama which is rabbi lezer is a masvik aval ikra shel nirli shel oitiru lo chachama shel kori krishma shel arvis vavas acha zu acha zu elim kei hanes achama ben time al yala amon ha-shachar vadova zeh yesh lo shachar. It's a pun. The other one is Shachar. The other one is Yesh Tov Shachar. That's an expression. Means it's right. Vokiyam the Divrei Rabbeinu Hagadol Zal. He said at the end of the day, you cannot have time to the Satsri in a given day. You can't do it the same day. Krishma showed Arvis and Shachar between Amud Shachar and Nates. Till the last time he said you can. Last time he said you cannot. It reminds us of what? Mincha Mar, between Flag of Mincha and Shkia. Something similar, okay? 2 days for the whether it works on the same day. V'zu shehikshel v'ala morazal. V'hi the Tanya hishkim l'tzeis l'derech. M'viyam lo shovim v'tokeya. Ein akusha. D'hosam na v'shas ha-tchaku l'kirishma. L'tfila m'uman. V'lo ro l'tchaz me'tfila z'man kirishma kona shiakas chavero. That's what you wait for kirishma till later and daven m'uman earlier. What are you missing? Smichas gul l'tfila. No. It's a big deal. He's not so into it. If in fact it's dochok for Krishma itself, in that case, in that flamet, it wasn't. What about Pesachris? What does that mean? Rabbi Gamliel also has a cutoff point at a loss of Shachar. So what does he hold as far as Shachris? Rabbi Yeva became the Mar Rabbi Zer Taniach Rabbi Chia Barashi Rabbi Adam Chana Hakorim Anche Mishpul LaYotza Kimash Kimin Hayu. Because I never see the Svar Asenu Shakorim Shal Shachris Kodem Azman Shem Mishna Senu Divrei Chachamim Lo Yotza Mishna Chatucha against the Rif Ubraisa the Yuma Pligi Yar Rabbi Shimon Ukedivrei Chachamim Hishnuya. The cave and Jaanu Rome, Anche Mishma, Yosef, Nation, Torah, Shatan, Kedai Rabbi Shimon, Lismachola Bishazat Chak, over the Yevin. The Tamil Yushami Kach, the stop of land, the Moder, Megamil, Rabbi Shimon, the Chatkhila, Oenus overcame, Elabi the Yevin, Abbi the Yevin, Aklamodim, Sheyotsu Kanche Mishma, Chenatam Makam, Mitamazer, Shem Enam Gorsen, Bebrisa, Belila, Kamashem, with the Marshalano, the Ficha Kishu, Megamil, Rabbi Shimon, Mikomakam Kaladron, the Shalarvis, Kramagamilhi. Ideally, from Alos Hashachar, no more. Uchah b'shimu b'asraisa b'shas atchak until neitzachama. Kid afsi b'gemarin and b'hedyon al gemar b'avli. Uvashal shachar se mitzvah namuvcha kibasikin. Uzman afil lechatchila kibasnisin of b'shayakir. Ubatlo machlokson shabal hamor mizeh. Ad can we finish reading this long Ramban? Baruch Hashem, we finished. We have another 11 minutes to spare. Any questions before I go on? Okay. So, Rabbosai, I mentioned this sefer called the Kehilas Yaakov. I mentioned it last night. I brought it from home. He has a beautiful theory that all the zmanim which exist in the Gemara are not beis and beis. A whole slew of zmanim. And I read you the Tosfos of Rosh yesterday. And Charles explained to it that, you know, Rosh, the Rav Haigon, And maybe it's this man when you can be Mekabel Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. So the Kilos Yaakov is written by the Baal Mishkanos Yaakov, same author. Not the Kilos Yaakov of the Stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, or of Yaakov from Karlin, who was the author of Mishkanos Yaakov. He has a Sefer on Shas, a small little Sefer. And he has a very beautiful vort over here. Listen carefully. Look what he says. He says a beautiful pshat. Quote the Rashba of Haigam. Says as follows. Look. He says, the B'nai Malachim only really slept 2 hours. Tarti the Yamama, on Av Gimel. Where do you get the extra hour from? It takes an hour to get dressed, to get washed, take a shower, to put on your tefillin. It takes an extra hour. So to Krishma Shal Arvis, they gave him an hour before they go to sleep. That's what it means. And the whole fight in Avez and Avez is how much time do you give you before Zman Shechiva? The Zman Shechiva itself is presumably from Tzeitz Chachamim. But you can't say Shema when you're asleep. Some of you guys may be able to do that. You got to be awake to say Zman Shechiva. Say Krishma. Say, how much time do you give you? Oh, look what he says. We know, he says his own is, it's called Erev. So how do you know Tzeitz Chachamim is called Erev? Erev, Erev, Oker. The Gemara says it's Tzeitz Chachamim. What's the idea of Misha? Take a look at the Bezim and Bez. Look at the Gemara. All the various opinions on the Bezim and Bez when Zman Krishma begins. The Kilos Yaakov is going to say, but each and every one of them is a function of Erev. Okay, the first one is Tzeitz Chachamim. Okay? The next one, Misha Ani Nichnas Lechol Pita B'melach. This is about 12 lines down on Bezim and Bez. What's the pshat in that one? Stam aniim apolim hamuskara meitzel balabayis l'melacha shebasodos. Mishaani nichnas hayne min hasodim. It says in Bava Metzia that when he come in, that sarach apol lavodosu yetsi odol lefolo lavodosu adiyav said baruch inavshi by apol. Bava Metzia pegimu sarach apol lahachshich eitzel balabayis b'din tor b'mashem minig. Luckily, we have 9 to 5 in America. Otherwise, you have to just follow, as says in the Torah, you have to work all day. All day. That'll be terrible, especially in the summertime. Yeah? V'chem askinim b'gemara d'shur d'ani mu'ucha mishal kohen shem shagomem malachta b'tzeisek l'chav. That's what he finishes. V'nichna se'ir achakach. That's the pasuk, right? The pasuk we said is from Nehemiah. Anachna osin b'mlocha alos ha'shara t'eisek l'chavim. Then he first went into, he went, left the field at Tzeis, went into the city, and that's when you say Krishma. A little bit later on. A little bit later on is this man according to his opinion. Fine. It's the Gemara says Ucha. Fine. Yeah. Fine. So Tosfos Akashi Misheha Ani. Take a look. Bishasha Ani. Tema Ani Gufe Masi Yispalo. Damit Zman Achiloso and Zman Krishma. Kemish Zman Krishma Osel Asla Besuda. That's Tosfos Akashi. Says the Mishkanos to Kilos Yaakov. No. Nichnas ain't a pirish nichnas the basal lechol techev. No. Rach nichnas min asada leir. V'yik rach hashikonis. Uch shagir le basal. Then you will eat. Which means you come. Nichnas means you come. When it says Mishani nichnas lechol pito, doesn't mean he's going to eat that minute. He's leaving the field at Seis to come into town in order to eat supper, but he has to stop off first in the shul and read to Krishma right then. Follow me? This is how the Kilos Yaakov answers Tosfos Kashi. Lo huska milas lechol, akbavua sefer, to solve asman at shah v'chule, at shah sh'omer lipotim mitoch sudaso. It's a very early zman. That's why the word lechol is found in the Reisha as well. Fine. Kod hava mina, oni is koden. You have to understand the puzzle of l'avodos, the other Arab, b'rochi nafshim, had a shkia sahama. Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great that the pole could stop working at sunset. The koya reshit the crow, tizrach Hashem Hashem Yosef. Look at the city of Ibrochi Nafshi. You'll see it. So shayach erev achak abi pole, rach shkia sahama has gone. One of the two. Chen makshir rabbi chanina, hainu rabbi elezer. So rav hai gon, misho shakida shayom, hainu bishkias hachama. Look at the Rashba. Answers Tosfos Kashi. What about the mandam who says Mishosh Akira Shomavish Abosos? Kodav Haigon. That's when you can be Mikabel Shabbos. Kodar Haigon, Shabbos begins then. Of course, it's called Erev. Shabbos Yom Kippur, it says, Erev ad Erev. Right? And Shabbos also, it says, etc. Amar Eish Laila. So Tosfos Shabbos Nikra Laila, Bavada Mishem Nehochi Niskarash Yom, O Mishem Dehavi Erev. In other words, either that's when Shabbos begins, or it's when Tosfos Shabbos begins. How do you know you have Tosfos Shabbos in Yom Kippur? The Tisha Lachodesh Be'erev, Me'erev ad Erev. What do you mean, the ninth? Even the ninth, when it starts Erev, Tosefes. So it's called Erev from Shki, even according to Rabbi Natan Shita, that it's another hour, it's still Yom for Kol Dini HaTorah. It's still called Erev from an hour before, when the sun sets beneath the horizon. What about Kohen Tovlin? Yeah. Ben Hashmash, Rabbi Yehuda, Kohen Tovlin, Bo. Rabbi Meir says it's called Erev. Again, that's what Rabbi Natan said. That if it's a time, that's exactly the time when you're able to be Mekabel Shabbos, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Samach Aleph, from sunset until the Ben HaShemash, what you call Shkia Shnia, of the Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. Bekitzer Nimritz, all of these Zmanim are called Erev. That's what he says. They're all called Erev. So Zemakten, Zemacher, all same pshat, it was called Erev, and once it's called Erev, you're allowed to say Kriya Shema. And there's another question. It says Sudas Erev, and it says Beseis Hashem Lachem BeErev Lecho by the Mun. Okay, that has to do with when Kriya Shema and Shchiva. Tovish Obed Abayim called Rabbi Yehuda to plug a mincha. Then it's considered Erev. It's not called Beit Abayim. It's called Erev. Tovish calls Beit Abayim. That's considered Zman Tfilas Arvis Erev Avokav Tzarayim. And according to him, it's Man Krishma as well. It's called Erev for Tefillah and for Tamid. This answers Tosus Kasha. It's called Erev. That's the answer we gave yesterday. It's not Shmuch Shoch. What it's called? Erev. As he says at the beginning, you can't say Shema when you're asleep. You have to give a little time beforehand. That's what gives you the extra third hour afterwards. The same exact thing. The Kitzur Nimritz, he answers a lot of Tosus Kashas this way. Now, I said before, he quotes the Gemara about 2 hours versus 3 hours. I'm sorry to break the bad news to you. There's one opinion in Rishonim. That's my creation is an hour earlier than we have it. I kid you not. An hour earlier than we have. An hour earlier. Why? Because it says in the Gemara that, let's see if I can find it. Look at Gimel Amud Beis. Gimel Amud Beis, Reb Osai. Gimel Amud Beis. The first wide line. It says, Shekain derech malachim la'am b'sholosh shos, shis delelya v'tarte diyamama. He's only two. We get 3 hours. So the Mishkanis Yaakov says, yeah, they sleep for two and they give them the third hour as a bonus. There's one sheet that Rishonim says, sorry, Charlie, it's my Krishna an hour earlier. Gevalt. I says that sholosh shos. It's the beginning of sholosh shos. Oh, man, that's a chumah you would never want. Can you imagine that? Luckily, we don't pass the Gabbalah. You have to wake up for 5:24 a.m. But instead of 9:15 being Zman Krish, which it is now, it would be 8. Guys, luckily we don't pass like that region either. Just letting you know. Leave that in Magen Avraham. We'll get to that maybe. You want to discuss this matter? I'm happy to do it. It fits into that. Yeah? Okay, we'll talk about it, but not today. Maybe tomorrow. Rabosai. You love the Baal Mishkanus Yaakov. He's trying to defend Am Yisrael. People would daven late. They missed his man. Here's a Chiddush Otzum V'Noyro over here. He's printed in Mishkanus. I have the Mishkanus Yaakov here too. Here it is. Mishkanus Yaakov. Both places. Same author. How can people daven so early? How's it possible? You know what he says? It all depends on the day of the equinox. The average day, we say, is 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So he says, look, if 6 p.m. is when the sun sets on a typical day, so therefore, a little bit later is already Tetzik HaChavim. That's already the time to go to sleep. You think people are going to change their sleeping habits just because it's a longer day? Not going to get any sleep? Yeah, no. They're going to get sleep. He says, I'm embarrassed to tell my friends what it is. How can people have such an early minig? Right, so we have so far three answers. Rashi, Rashi's grandson, and Rashi's great-grandson. Rabbi Natama, the respectively. Here's a different answer. Look, he says, Makrishma depends upon what? Fundamentally, Zman Shchiva. Fine. The Kol HaShiurim Alolohim Yashman SheYom V'Layah L'Shavim Yud Beis Shol Shavos, the equinox. Al Zedibru HaChachamim V'Shirein Ab Mekom HaShayom Godol Miyod Otu Mishimokhi Nishtan Zman Krishma Kevin Shenatolim V'Layah Rak Zman Shchiva Uzman Shchiva Vadei Kodem Alayla Lulishim Amtinim At Krishma. He said, we from a Yidin, only reason we stay up so late is to say Krishma. He wants to see going around in circles. If not, that we go to sleep earlier, he says. Yeshmok Aloma Gamba Arvis came, and they wrote my Sefer Mishkas Yaakov by Shachris. Came and Shane told him his man Laila Rak Meshchiva, calls man Shchiva Biyom Ashava, an equinox, who's man Krishma Af Biyom Aruch, even in the summertime. Yeah. That's what he says. Finished. That's what he says. 6 o'clock. After Chatzos, I think it's 6 o'clock. That's the goal of Makan Monim. Chuvas Hadesha, they did a few hours before the Laila. Couldn't find an answer. No. He said, based on the Zohar Kodesh also. He says, Matshiva Kodam says Gochavim Biyomim Arukim. Luish and Medaktikim Mamtina, and of course, Krishna says Gochavim. Ukoma Shem Medaktikim Shochim Kodam. At the limit's course, Halacha Lamaisu, you can't change it. Malamit's course. That's in the Hilas Yaakov to the Malamit's course on the Minning to Davin Marvarul. What about those who daven Krishma, who daven Shachris late? I have it here if you look at it. It was Krishma, Simin, Ayin, Tess. I love the Mishkas Yaakov. You know, he's the man of the truth. He's very big machmir in things, making in things. He's an independent thinker. He writes over here, Alimus Chus. Alimus Chus. He says like this, again, Mistapina Mecharam, I'm afraid of my friends. What's a schus? If you look in Baruches, doesn't depend on Laila V'Yom. Oh no, not at all. Kiddush Hayom, no? Depends upon Shchiva. That's only when it's an equinox. When it's an equinox. Right? Well, what happens? I want to just finish reading what he says. Look what he says as well. Oh. Quotes the Zohar. It's a lot of old Shavu Shavos. He's like this. I want to show you what he says. Yom Maruchim, but Tammuz. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're in Tammuz now. Tammuz. Baruch Hashem, he's talking about today. Hachi Nomar, Sherov Bnei Adam, coming with Gimel Shos, Achachatzos, Bein Neshener Ma Gimel Shos. What? Are you kidding? Umim Orano, so we could change Man Shener Bekayet. Vadein Adas Mekabelas Kalas Bnei Adam Mishtanim Shinos and Yom Yom Berech Rebek if Yishtanas Yom Begodla Bekodla. What, you're going to change your sleep pattern based on Shaul's manias? What, are you kidding? Has the Mishkanes Yaakov? Alevadai, Zman HaShava, Tamil, V'erech Yom HaShava. Osman, Kim, Rav, Ne'odam, Vav, Shaul's, Achach, Atzos, Laila. Finished. That's it. Ad Gimel Shaul's? What does it mean? The Malachim get up earlier based upon... No, they always sleep. So it's Yom HaShava. So he's suggesting, he's quoting the Yaakov Emden suggested something similar, and therefore you should rely upon it, but it's a Libet Zchus. And therefore it comes out when it's also Man Kurishma, 9 o'clock. Instead, as it's all year long, approximately. And the daylight savings time, 10 o'clock. The guy's a businessman. You know, some Yidden, some of you may have Chalila Chas, you missed this man, Chas V'Shalom, Chalila V'Chas, Chalila V'Chalila V'Chalila, but you always have the Mishnah Yaakov to rely upon a little extra time, because it gives you till a certain set time. The equinox, you know, I have my calendar somewhere, I'm not going to get it, it's behind me somewhere. It's approximately 9 o'clock all year long, which of course means 10 o'clock and when we have daylight savings, which is most of the year. So that gives you, you catch a little bit of a break according to the Mishnah Yaakov. Okay? Fine. Narabosai, we've done, we read the Ramban, we read the Kilas Yaakov and the Mishkanas Yaakov. It's time for us to continue a little bit more in this sugya. Another, have another. Oh, I'm late. Oh, I apologize. I thought it was at 25. I'm 5 minutes late. Forgive me, we'll stop right over here. And the Mishnah tonight at 9 o'clock we're going to continue, because tonight's year is late. I don't have to go to a chasana. Okay. I apologize for going late. I can't see it too well. I thought it was at 25. It's just at 35. Got carried away. Okay. If I'm ever late, just give me a thumbs up that I should stop. Who's this?